The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
You to Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7, and today, believe it or not, is the 15th of December 2016. Today, everybody, is my father's anniversary. Lost my dad quite a few years ago. Today's a big deal in my house, and when I get done, I'll go down to the cemetery and visit my dad. You've heard some of the things he's bestowed on me, and I put him through the shows. So this show is in honor of my dad, James Fiorello, and we all miss him, believe me. This is a hard time of year for my mom and a lot of people in the family, but there's a lot of great things that we've looked forward to over the years, and my dad would be very proud of everything that his children have accomplished, believe me. So we will go on right now. So this show, obviously, go out to motivationmuscle.com and go out to the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in our free 30-day email. Well, basically, all you got to do is give your email. The 30-day course is all power rack work, conventional lifting, and sandbag lifting. Both programs are free, one to make you think, one to make you act and do and achieve. Obviously, to go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look in our vault of material. There is nobody, and I repeat, nobody out there that's got the material we do. There's people who have been out there a lot longer than us, but believe me, they have nowhere near the people we have on here and the material. So I would just tell you, go out and look around. If there's something you don't see, you can contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. And also, our blog is working now. We are going to be doing a lot of stuff on the FBC site. We are not going to merge both sites. We believe that Both sites obviously have something to give to each other, and our blogging and our new video material that's going to be going up in the spring is going to be like nobody else's out there. So you can go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and check all that out. I'm going to read something before we go, and everybody also knows that, you know, we are the alpha male of radio, and I want to stress that with everybody. But we're going to read a passage I love to read. It's called A Lifetime of Observations and Reflections on and Off the Court. Wooden is the name of the book. It's Coach John Wooden with Steve Jamison. And it's very important today. I've been listening to a lot of stuff about opinions this morning. And it's called The Opinion of Others. Do not become too concerned about what others may think of you. Be very concerned about what you think of yourself. Too often we care more about a stranger's opinion of us than our own. Your opinion of yourself begins on the inside with your character. What do you believe in, and are you willing to stand up for it despite what others may think or say? Last but not least, it's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinion of others. I'm going to read this again. It's what my dad meant when he said, be true to yourself. This comes first, then the opinions of others. And I'll add also, too, what my dad says, and I say it at the end of every show, be a leader, not a follower. Well, today, everyone knows we've been, this month has had many, many introductions of new people, and I couldn't be happier about this. This gentleman, I found through our good friend Gary Reinl, and we're going to bring David on. Let me give you a little information about David Baglia. Number one, let me get out here so I got it right. He's a president and CEO of The Right Stuff, but this gentleman's been around, and he's done some stuff. He's been an executive with Pepsi, Hallmark, and he's led business and brands in beverages, vitamins, supplement, food, pharmaceuticals, and biotechnology industries. And he's really worked in health and wellness, too. And he's got a smoking product here, and we're going to get into the right stuff. And I guarantee you, every athlete, I don't even care if you're an athlete, you can just be walking around. was going to love this product. So, David, welcome to Motivation Muscle, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are welcome. Anything I missed, give your website out, any information, and we will start the show, please.
Sure. So, again, my name is David Balaga, and I'm the president and CEO of a company called Wellness Brands, and our primary product is something called The Right Stuff. You can learn more at therightstuff-usa.com, and we will be giving you more information about the background of this product that was actually developed by NASA for the astronauts.
Which is pretty interesting stuff. Because I've told a few of my friends about it, and they're like, well, it's electrolytes. And I'm like, yeah. Well, why don't you just drink Gatorade? And I was like, no. I said, if you compare what's on David's product to what you see on a bottle of, what do you want to call it? Now it slips. I just said it. Gatorade, you're sorely mistaken. And we're not going to give them any advertising or get into it, but it's a totally different drink. So, David, give us the background of The Right Stuff, how you got involved, and obviously this is your baby here, and we'll go right from there, if you would, please.
Sure. So let me give you a quick background on the product, and then we can talk a little bit about how it came into the consumer market. But it's a technology, as I mentioned, that was developed by NASA for the astronauts because they suffer severe dehydration when they come back into the gravity of Earth. So you know how NASA is. They spent over a decade doing dozens of clinical studies refining and optimizing the formula. And the resulting product called The Right Stuff actually does three things significantly better than any other formula tested by NASA. So first, it does do a better job fighting those symptoms of dehydration, cramps, headaches, muscle fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, etc. But it was also shown to improve something called core thermoregulation, which means it protects the body from overheating, both in times of intense exertion, as your power athletes are doing, but also in high heat settings. And actually, it also helps in extreme cold. And then the big kicker, it was actually shown to increase endurance by over 20% more than any other formula. So you're talking huge differences. Mm-hmm. It's been on the market a little over 7 years. We are just kind of bringing it now to the general population, but we have been selling to and now have many pro teams, colleges across the country, high schools, as well as some endurance and power athletes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, now, as I'm sure you know, we've talked offline multiple times. I've tried so many things, and I'm of the assumption now with a lot of things, supplement-wise, I'm not naming names, that, you get very little percentile in it, even though it's telling you it has this, this, and this. And my opinion right now of most things is more slick marketing. Obviously, the money has gone into the model or models that are on, the cover of whatever the product is in. And I don't like seeing people get burned in a lot of ways. And I don't know if a lot of them are really that sure. But let's face it, pictures, colors are very pleasing to the eye. We know from marketing, the eye, like they say, is to the soul. And that can create a lot of problems for you. And we've seen, obviously, in the past, a lot of products that were touted big time. Suddenly, the FDA shuts them down. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, that's not my problem here to even think about. But what I want to know with yours, your product, The Right Stuff, obviously, I'll tell everybody right now the experience I've had it. David was kind enough to send me some samples. He knows what I'm doing right now with a few people. I'm obviously training a young athlete for basketball. I'm going away to Iceland, Scotland, and Wales next year, and we've got a big project on here because we got Dennis back, who put a lot of weight back on, and we've got to drop him 60 to 70 pounds off within the next year, which can be done with no problem. But we've attacked things from a different point, and we're going to get into this more and more as I put up video. But we are doing a thing with weight loss not only through convention. Well, I don't know if anything's conventional here. But we're doing a program that I came up with years ago from Top Down, called Top Down. We're going to literally drain the fat out of his body everywhere via power rack work, and wait till you see what we've done. So I've told David about this, and we've got some major things going on here, and the one thing we need more than anything is a product here that can, obviously, we're not going to get dehydrated, because I don't know if I've told them, but we have maybe some light heat going, but we work outside all year. Whether we're in the garage or out, it's not insulated. You can get dehydrated, very thirsty. But before I go back to David, I'm going to tell everybody what I found with this product. I'd always have a gallon of water out with me, and 9 times out of 10, I would drink the whole gallon, because you would just, you know, whether the heat was running or it was cold outside, even when it's cold, I drink like crazy, because people, I don't think, realize you're sweating like crazy even in the cold, 10 below. Right now, it's 19. I got to work out this afternoon. They said it's going to go down more, okay? So to make a long story short, I told him when I spoke with him a few days ago, I'm not even drinking a quarter of that gallon of water right now. And I'm going to let him comment on this among other things I've got to ask him. I was amazed. And I'm talking not thirsty at all. So, David, obviously, you know, I'm a guy out there with the other guys here that are really testing, going to test this product out big time. What is it about the right stuff? Now, you know, I went from a gallon of water down to maybe a quarter drinking, you know, you still got 3/4 of a gallon left. I don't even think about drinking anymore. So what is it that's so superior about the right stuff that now is creating that within me?
Well, Eric, let's start with the basics of the product.
Okay.
One of the things that NASA did with the development of this formula was making sure that it only had the stuff in it that was essential for your hydration.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And one of the keys to the product, let me back up. So your average performance athlete, whether it's a weightlifter, an MMA fighter, a football player, a marathoner, you typically lose about 1 to 3 liters of sweat per hour.
Okay.
In that sweat is on average 1.5 to 3.5 grams of total electrolytes that are lost. Over 90% are sodium and chloride or salt. That's why at the end of your workout, you end up with a crunchy face and a white shirt.
Yep.
But if you look at most of the products on the market, they typically only deliver about 1 to 400 milligrams of electrolytes. So even if you double and triple up, not only can you be at a deficit, but as you know and as you mentioned, a lot of those other products on the market have a lot of sugar in them that – can lead to a whole cascade of things, not the least of which is stomach or GI issues. One of the keys to the right stuff, and let me back up, the right stuff, just to give you a comparison, your typical sports drinks on the market, as I said, 2 to 400 milligrams or so, the right stuff delivers over 3,000 milligrams. And that's why we say it's serious hydration for serious athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a couple of keys to that formula. One of the things that it uses is something called sodium citrate, which actually does two things. First of all, it is a stomach buffer, so the thousands and thousands of athletes that are regularly using it don't get stomach or GI issues. And then the other piece, which forgive me for getting a little technical or scientific, but when sodium citrate is absorbed into the bloodstream, it's utilized by the liver in what's called the glycogen conversion process. As a byproduct, it lowers the acidity of the blood, which means that it helps offset some of the negative effects of lactate or lactic acid buildup, which is why it's as valuable for the power athlete as it is for the endurance athlete. But now to get to the point that you were just talking about before, when you mix one serving, and just to back up for the audience, the right stuff is a liquid concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pre-measured packet. You tear it open. The NASA clinicals are pre-hydration, during, and for recovery, so you can use it for any phase. But when you pour that little less than an ounce of liquid concentrate into at least 16 ounces of water, you make something that is has the same, and again, forgive me for the technical, but the same osmolarity as the blood, which means it goes extremely rapidly into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So it comes out of the stomach, into the GI, and into the bloodstream. And this is a cascade of benefits that gets to your point. When you use a product that's a super hydrator like this product, your body is more efficiently hydrated. And therefore, in a lot of people, it shuts down the thirst response because you don't need as much. Yep. And when you're drinking plain water, as I'm sure your audience knows, a lot of it goes straight out the system and is lost in urine.
Yep.
So those are some of the key benefits and reasons why you see that more efficient hydrating.
Well, this is another thing, too. We know athletes, myself included, because I know everyone's going to be very interested in hearing this, too. Obviously, we've all gotten cramps. You know, you can get muscle fatigue. Dennis, who comes over here, gets lightheadedness a lot. And I know that's forms of dehydration, I'm sure of that, or the, you know, from sweating. Right now, obviously, yeah, you're going to sweat, but not like you did when it's like 90 degrees here and you got high humidity. But it's all electrolyte loss. I know that. Where does that come in? I mean, I know what we're talking here with what the product can do and everything, but is there anything we can add to that where the right stuff is better than anybody else out there? What does it have in it that has that consistency to fight muscle fatigue and that and those elements that basically can, you know, it basically the best way to put it is it makes you feel like you hit a brick wall and you can't come back. So what is it about that product that can really help us to counter all those things that destroy our workouts?
Well, really simplistically, when you talk about hydration, yep, you talk about something that is affecting so many different metabolic pathways. So, you know, cramping is just is one physical manifestation, but the research will show that even a 2% loss in body water can result in a 10% or more reduction in athletic performance. So that's sort of a macro example, but also as your dehydration level comes up, you negatively impact things like your eye-hand coordination, your response time. Again, it depends on the sport and the athletic activity, but it's a whole host of different things. And at the end of the day, if you can be properly hydrated for longer durations, you're going to have greater performance. So to that end, let me give you an example of some of the studies that NASA did. Was they took properly hydrated athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They put them into a baseline situation where they would just make sure that they're good, they're topped off. Then they would give them the right stuff, and then after a period of about 20 to 30 minutes, they would test them again. And the right stuff actually what we call superhydrated. So they took a person, and I don't mean literally on these percentages, but just for representation's sake, if a person's at 100%, they use the right they take in the right stuff and pre-performance, and then an hour and a half into their exercise, so theoretically they're at 102%. At the end of an hour and a half, they're at 100%.
Wow.
So if you go back to my comment before about the athlete that drops 2% and drops 10% performance, you do the basic analogy and you're looking at an athlete that pre-hydrated with the right stuff an hour in is down to 100%, whereas as his competitor is at 98%.
Mm-hmm. You know what? One thing I'm interested too, which I'm sure everybody else is, the thermoregulation. Can you explain a little bit to everybody about what that means, David, please?
Sure. So your body is constantly, when you're doing muscle activation, it's actually creating the energy, and as a byproduct, it's also creating heat. So the body sweats basically to get rid of that excess heat. And when we say core thermoregulation, we're talking about the trunk, you know, the body, and trying to help get rid of that heat. And by being better hydrated through the use of the right stuff, the body is better able to dissipate that heat, which allows you to have greater endurance and greater strength and greater continued effort.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very interesting thing, because I'm looking at basically the drawing in the center of your brochure, and I like the way it's got everything pointed out. I'll describe this to all of our family out there. You have somebody in a running pose, pretty much, and basically the first dot is called athletes prevent headaches. The second one is improve core thermal regulation. And this is one thing I'm really interested in, too, is lower the blood acidity. The next one is fight muscle fatigue. The next one's increase endurance. And you got one that says protect against cramps and as a GI buffer. Now, I've read a lot about blood acidity, and everybody's always talking about pH balance. And I've read multiple doctors, multiple nutritionists, anybody involved in this field, obviously, and anything I've ever read about disease. Now, I know that this is probably different from what we're talking here, but I do believe it is on the same plane as most people that get into trouble when you see these various diseases. They have a high acidic count or pH in their blood, and it seems to be a lot of people trace that to multiple diseases. Now, I know it's different, but let's talk about the acidity in your blood, because let's just use me for an example. All right, so today or any other day, we know it's going to be cold and snowy here, it looks like, for a while. Let's just say right through to April 1st. And I'm out there lifting massive stones, running, moving as fast as I can, lifting as heavy as I can. I wish there was somebody here to do it. I would love somebody where we could draw blood before and after and see what it looks like. When usually are we hitting the point of a lot of acidity in our blood? I mean, is it all through the workout? Do we tend to have more as we're finished and, you know, we're kind of calming down, cooling our body down, et cetera, et cetera? I'm very interested in the acidity. And also, too, is it similar? Well, I know it's different than when we find disease in people, but we all know, I've read so many extensive things about that. Is that caused with you know, when you're working out your acidity? But if you can explain that, I'd appreciate it, David.
Sure. Well, first of all, let me disclaim right up front. I'm not a medical professional, so I don't want to misrepresent and talk about the disease states, because that's a whole separate thing.
Yep.
But just to understand the basic biology, when you talk about a rise in acidity, what you're talking about basically at the cellular level, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of activities going on creating energy. I'm not going to get into all the technical pieces of it, but suffice it to say, a byproduct of that activity is what we call free negative ions. And those negative ions are the translation of the acidity. And any activity, frankly, sitting there reading a book or lifting weights or going for a walk or anything that's going to activate the muscles is going to generate this process, because that's the incredible brilliance of the human body and the way it works. I don't want to misrepresent. There's always some acidity at any given point going on in the body. By facilitating with free positive ions, you help to facilitate acceleration of the elimination and that kind of thing. So that's kind of the area that it works in. And again, I don't want to misrepresent. I don't have a PhD in exercise physiology the way our NASA scientists that developed the right stuff did. I'm sure they could do a much more in-depth representation of that. But it's just basically helping to accelerate the recovery, which obviously is critical in the power sports, and providing continued or extended endurance. That's the benefits of it.
Well, and I agree, because you and I both know in this industry, one of the biggest buzzwords all the time now is recovery. You never used to hear recovery the way you do now. And there are so many different things out there that definitely give you that response to get you back quicker. And that's one of the things I've talked to David about. Our affiliate program here obviously will have him involved, because we are mainly going to touch upon recovery with a number of other people that have been on the show, and they're going to come on board. So we're going to offer the best recovery products you can get anywhere, and David obviously is going to be one of them we're going to represent here. Another thing that's very interesting, I know you hit this a little bit early on, but I like the idea of this product with, you know, anytime you're working out in high heat, very high levels of intensity, durations where you're on the field for a long time. Let's just see a person that has never taken your product, and let's just go with the example of long-distance runner, golfer, somebody that's going to be out there for quite a while. Where is your product going to take them, and why would you say it's much superior than anybody else's out there, David?
Well, that's a great question. So let's use the example of golf, because golf is not a high intensity, but it is a high endurance and yep. certainly potentially high heat situation. So giving you a representative example, you're going out in the baking sun in Texas in the middle of July playing a round of golf. And if you play golf with any kind of regularity, and I'm talking, you know, three times a summer or three times a week, you're going to experience this yep. where you get to the 14th, 15th, 16th hole and you just feel your energy dropping, your wattage dropping, your focus, your attention to the eye-hand coordination slipping. With the right stuff, we have a lot of athletes, including the likes of PGA golfers, that will take it. Now, again, depending on the heat, but say it's a moderate day, say it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit. They play the front nine. As they turn the corner, they drink a bottle with the right stuff. And what they notice is instead of seeing that or experiencing that flagging of energy and focus come the 16th, 17th, 18th holes, when they use the right stuff,
yep.
they come off the 18th hole and they're feeling great.
Yeah.
And that, so that's a good representative example of what you might experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing like seeing an athlete. We always say that with conditioning here. We're talking on the weight end side, no matter what age. But when I work with high school football players, especially in the basketball players, nothing looks better than in the last quarter. These guys aren't hunched over, holding on to their kneecaps. Most of them are standing straight up. And, I mean, that's an athlete right there that pretty much, you know, the fourth quarter to them is like the first quarter, no matter how banged up they've been. But they have the fortitude, and they know how to take the energies they have and use it when they need to and just keep it at bay, so to speak, when they're not really involved with something. So that's a great thing with your product. One thing, too, I mean, I know you said this in the beginning, and we're not going to name any teams, obviously, but, I mean, you're involved with some big stuff. Major League Baseball, the National Basketball, the NFL, NHL, MLS, and I see here, well, I'll let you name the sprinter's name. It's in here, but I'm not going to say it without your permission. But they're all using the right stuff, and they've used it in their training and competition. It's absolutely incredible. When I was reading about a lot of it again this morning, I mean, we're talking about even first responders, military, firefighters, SWAT. You know, it's not just down to these people, professionals. I mean, I love the idea that, you know, you've got people that are using their hands all day, whether it's construction, paving, roofers, warehouse workers. You know, I mean, people that are out there using their body, they've got to have some endurance. A lot of these jobs you're going from morning to, you know, early evening with, and they are not easy to do. So obviously you've got a product that stretches right across the genre with everybody. Was that, I mean, I know NASA did it for one reason, obviously, for the astronauts, but was that, you know, now that you're at the helm of this and you have this product, has that been your contention to get it spread across to the masses, or like a lot of things, things kind of happen just by accident, and before you know it, everybody's using it. So what was your plan with that, or that just happened, David?
Another great question, Eric. You know, it's really interesting. We actually did an early, what they call in the business world, a pivot. In the very beginning, we were targeting largely the endurance athletes, cyclists, runners, triathletes, ultra runners, that kind of thing, adventure racers, combat sport competitions like the Warrior Dash, those kinds of things.
Yeah, yep.
And we, through almost a little bit of serendipity, we ended up getting some interest from some of the pro teams, that you, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually saw the college and pro markets take off so rapidly that we really kind of, as I said, pivoted or shifted our priority for about a five-year period. And as you said, we now have you know, many, many teams from NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, NHL, and hundreds of universities, from the small junior colleges up to the, you know, the SECs and Big Tens and ACC schools, that are all using it for training as well as for game day or competition. And then, you know, to the point that you just made, you know, there's a little bit of viral word of mouth kind of activity that has brought us into the world of the industrial markets, the first responders, firefighters, military, and it goes on and on. Like you said, Eric, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, if you think about the different work environments, one of the ones that's or two of the ones that are coming up rapidly right now. One is parcel delivery, because if you think about it, whether it's UPS, USPS, yep, or FedEx or whatever, those trucks in the baking sun in the summer are not air conditioned in the back.
Nope.
So these guys are doing, you know, 12-hour days and more, you know, spending it in that cabin that's like 130 to 150 degrees, and as you might guess, they wilt. So
yeah.
We're getting that market. The other one that's interesting is we're getting the farmers who are out there again in the baking sun, whether they're in their combine or they're, you know, moving rocks or, you know, working the cattle or whatever else. So those are just two more examples of the kinds of workers. But again, at the end of the day, we do recognize this is serious hydration for serious situations. It's not if you're sitting around watching 4 hours of SportsCenter on ESPN, you're probably not sitting around drinking bottles of the right stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to mention the point, and you can comment on this directly, but for your audience's sake, it is a high concentration of electrolytes. So when you add it to at least 16 ounces of water, it does make a salty tasting drink. It's a performance aid. It's not a replacement of, you know, the regular sports drinks or orange juice or, you know, sodas or anything else. So iced tea.
Well, no, and it one thing I like, though, you know, you're not getting one of those sugar bangs, and, you know, you, how many things do we take? Look at whether it's sports drinks or anything, you know, and I don't know if people realize this, the main ingredient that's going to do anything for you, it's got caffeine in it. Everything, you know, this has no caffeine. You put this in, you're not going to get any type of sugar bump with it either, which I like, because I don't want to be taking my insulin and yo-yoing it up and down with any sports drink. Not that this is anything like those, but, you know, that was one of the things when David sent this stuff to me. I was looking at it. I was like, all right, we don't have any of that baloney with it, too. And I'm going to follow that up with this, because this is real important. We have a listenership based, well, the youngest one we had on was with Clint Darden's son, who's not taking the right stuff yet, but he's 9 months old. So he was our youngest yeller on the show. But the youngest athlete, I'll call him, that I know of has been 13 years old, and the oldest one I know of has been 80. Now, the question here is, because everybody has all different things they need, what they do, etc. And a lot of, obviously, the older ones who have contacted me who don't do stone lifting or power lifting or anything like that, they do a lot of walking. And they like to listen to the show mainly because they're very inspired about the energy in the show. And they might not understand a lot of the stuff, but they like to listen to it when they're walking. Is there an age? I didn't see anything about this, but I want people to know this if they're interested in getting this product from you. Is there an age that you want to start at, or is there a limit to how far you want to go age-wise, or can anybody say from 13 to 100 take it?
So, good question. But before I answer that question, let me go back, and because I did kind of gloss over this, and just for the audience's information, the product, as I mentioned, the primary ingredients are the sodium citrate that I discussed and sea salt. And just to put a sharp point on what you said before, Eric, the list of what's not in the right stuff is as long as what's in it. So just to give it to you real quickly, as Eric mentioned, no caffeine, no added colors, no artificial flavors, no sugar, no gluten, dairy, nuts, shellfish, meat, vegan, all the whole thing. Okay, so that's the formula. In terms of the age, first of all, as your audience knows, it's just as likely you could get a 5'8", 180-pound 13-year-old as you could get a 4'9", 89-pound 47-year-old.
Yep.
So we don't get overly focused on age, and I will tell you that we do have some 12, 13, 14-year-olds that are – you know, elite tennis players, elite basketball players, things like that. But in general, to answer your question, we generally recommend 16 plus.
Okay.
And that's, again, I'm not saying that we're not. And there's a couple reasons for that. The first is, as you might guess, the NASA clinicals were all done with adult athletes.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And so we don't really have a specific guidance based on size. But the other piece is usually around age 16, several things happen. The first is the kids start to go through puberty, so their body's changing, so they start to sweat more. In addition, generally speaking, about junior or senior year in high school, some sophomores, you start to have that competitive attitude, the effort that's necessary combined with the sweat. So that's where we tend to generally go. And then the other piece is, again, talking about the taste. A 10, 12, 13-year-old tends to have more intolerance or greater desire for a very sweet drink, whereas, you know, a 16, 18, 20-year-old is about performance. They understand. It's about, you know, feeling better, competing longer, recovering faster.
Absolutely. One thing before – we've got some time still. I want to talk about the four different flavors you got and get your take on each one. You have lemonade, cherry.
We actually now have six.
Okay. All right, so let's go through them then. Let's start right from number one through six. Tell us each one, you know, and we'll go from there, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, just in general on flavor –
yep.
As I'm sure every one of your audience knows, it's a very subjective thing. You know, it's the old, you know, put two bowls of ice cream, one chocolate, one vanilla in front of people, and a lot of people eat both happily. But some people say, oh, I don't eat chocolate. Yeah. And other people say, I don't like vanilla.
Right.
So that's part of the reason we have a half a dozen flavors. But I will tell you that every single one of them is a light taste. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When we developed the flavors, we had a panel of athletes, and they kept saying, less sweet, less flavor. We're just looking for performance. We're okay with the basic profile. So we have lemon lime, we have berry blend, we have strawberry kiwi, and orange tangerine. And all four of those are sweetened with Splenda.
Yep.
Then we have two other flavors because some people want the natural sweetener. So we have lemonade, and based on great success this past year, we literally just are announcing this week that we've come out with a new cherry lime, and both of those are sweetened with stevia.
Okay. You know what? I hope if you do some more, I'd love to see a grape. I love grape, man. I would love to see a grape. Is there any one of them that are super more popular than the other? I mean, everyone's going to want to know that, I'm sure.
Well, again, it's a very subjective thing. There's a slight preference, and I think part of this is that some athletes, even though we recommend optimally, if you're trying to replicate the NASA studies, you put it in 16 ounces of water. We do have some athletes that'll throw it in their Gatorade.
Okay.
And so if you're putting it in your Gatorade or Powerade, you probably want to match. So not surprisingly, lemon, lime, and berry are a little bit more preferred. Personally, and what I'm about to tell you isn't worth anything other than one man's preference.
Right.
But
right.
I personally like the strawberry kiwi and the orange tangerine the best.
I was just going to tell you, my preference to all of them, and they're all good. I've always been lean towards orange with everything. I love the orange tangerine. It's outstanding, man. It's outstanding.
Thank you.
And right now, as I said to everybody in the beginning here, you know, I'm telling you from an athlete's point of view. I mean, David, this is his company. He's going to tell you all his studies and ever, but I'm going to tell you right from the backyard where I am. I've never had anything in all the times I've done training, which has been decades now. I've never had anything that had such a pronounced effect on me as far as consumption. Meaning, as I said in the beginning, I went from a gallon. If I drink a quarter of that gallon, that's a lot now. I can be through more than halfway through my workout, and anybody that's listened to the show knows what I'm doing. I mean, if it's not stones, it's something huge in the power rack. There's all kinds of stuff going on here. And for me, not to even think about drinking water, there's something working with that product. And that's one of the things. I mean, hey, look, it was very nice of this gentleman to send me samples, believe me. But if I was going to buy from him, I would damn well make sure that this was a product that was just not something with a lot of verbiage and it didn't do what it does. Because as we all know, there's a lot of that out there. And one of the things with my show here, especially with anybody that is represented through the show, anybody that's on the show, you're either authentic or you're off the show. I am not going to do that to people because I'm sure David's been in these positions too. You spend a lot of hard-earned money and you get, you know, schnookered, as they say. We're not going to do any of that. And this stuff is the real deal. It's very impressive, I'm telling you. And it's, you know, David talked about, you know, how easy it is to handle. I got news for you. That little packet tears right open, no problem. You squeeze that right into your water, throw your packet out, and away you go. These are all things I want now. I don't want, we talk about in the show, I want simplicity with everything I do now. I don't want to have to go there and do all these different things to get something out of, you know, a few ounces to put in my water. I want something that's neat, clean like that, tear the top, bang, we're out getting ready to work out. I don't want to be divesting my time into a bunch of stuff because that takes away from your primary goal, which is to get out there and start working, and that's the thing. David, one last question because I hope you like the show. We want to get you on again, obviously. And I ask this to everybody, entrepreneurs, because I love to hear their reply to this because I love talking about this especially. Where do you see the right stuff, say, in 12 to 16 months? Because I know we all have got plans and all that. And if it's something personal, don't comment. That's up to you. But where do you see this company going, say, a year from now? When we talk next December, where are we going to be?
Well, I think the big thing is, as we've expanded our sales organization, we're really focusing on that high school and college market. And just to give you a context of that, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of high schools, hundreds and hundreds of colleges.
Yep.
But there are over 4,000 colleges across the United States with athletic programs, and there are over 10,000 high schools across the United States with athletic programs.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we've done a nice job of penetrating the market, there's still some huge upside opportunities to expand because we're closing in on the majority of the pro teams anyway already using it.
That's all. That's awesome because I'm going to. We'll talk offline. My brother-in-law is a head coach of a varsity suburban football program here. You know, probably about they're in Guilderland, New York. They're probably 20 minutes from where I am. And he has lots of friends, coaches in the industry all through there. So we'll talk. I'd like to put you in touch with him. I think that'd be, or somebody on your staff, that'd be very beneficial, I'm sure, mm-hmm. to him and hopefully to you folks too. Well, I'll tell you what, this has been very interesting. And I'm going to get you back on here because there's going to be more to talk about, obviously. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. Summarize anything you'd like. Give out your any way anybody can reach you, whether it's you know, through Facebook, anything like that. Obviously, give your website out, and then let me give out my information. And if you'd hang on the line, I'd appreciate it, please.
Sure. So, kind of to Eric's point that he just made, the way I distill this down is, I can tell you about NASA. I can tell you about all the published studies. I can tell you about all the colleges, pro teams, Olympic athletes that are all using it. At the end of the day, you need to put it through your own good, tough, challenging trial. And the confidence is off the roof, you know, over the top, if you will, that you'll find great benefits for it. In terms of contacting, and we have all the social media pieces. You can look us up. It's typically either the right stuff -usa.com is the website, or similar for everything from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And the one other thing just to think about is, if you enjoyed this and you want to learn more, when you go to our website, embedded in our website is our listing of probably 50, 75 blog posts that we've done that you can read. You can also sign up as we add additional with interviews, whether it's a print or whether it's a video. We're starting a campaign with that. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon too.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for your time. And, you know, that's it.
It was great to have you on. I know the family here is going to love this, and we'd like to have you on next year, obviously. And as everybody knows, we're working diligently to get everything done here, and we're going to be an affiliate program with David, too, because we believe in their product that much. And as I said, we are doing everything possible to promote recovery here. And more things. We're going to have a few people writing for us who we're going to be affiliates for. So we are going to expand upon this much more than just when you go to a page and see the product and click on it. It's where you want to get everybody involved, because that's the main thing. I think that we are more of a face-to-face, even though we aren't texting and all that stuff's great if you need something quick. But I'm going to be the guy to bring it back. I still want to do phone-to-phone. If there's a way we can meet face-to-face, I think, to me, that's the way I want to do business. And I feel it's more personal, and I feel people need more of the personal. I've talked to enough people now that they do like the personal touch. It is much better. And you know what? If you can't take the time to sit down with somebody or give them a few minutes on the phone, you know, I don't really need you then. I want to have relations with people for the next 30 years on this show if we can do it. That's my dream, and that's what I want to do. And I'd like everybody who's involved with here, hopefully they're going to buy into that if they haven't already. This is Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Don't forget, too, we haven't put the button up, but we're going to have a donation button here. This is the best show out here. We are in a lot of transition of growing right now. I can't tell you how many people have told me if they didn't get into stone lifting off the show, there's people that hadn't lifted in 15, 20 years that are back training now. We have helped everyone we can, and we will keep doing it. But right now, you know, buy me a cup of coffee. That's all you got to donate. It's all out there. All you have to do is go to your PayPal account. It would help us out right now as we transition into more and more things, and you will like what we got coming up in 2017. So I thank everybody, and you can also write a note to me too. I'll read your name right over the show because I would appreciate that very much. Also too, go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. And also the 30-day program. They're both free ebooks. You won't get any spam, I promise you. All you got to do is put your email address in. You'll learn how to really think hard, execute, take action, and that's what it's all about. Have some worthy goals. Also, too, go out to – there's just so many things. You can go out to iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've got. And you know we are streaming now, internet radio 24/7. Some of the directories we're in is Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, and all new cars have the ability to get podcasting in it. Well, we are on AHA directory, AHA. Bring motivation and muscle into your car if you have the means with the radio. If there's a show you'd like David and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Obviously, he's giving you a way to get a hold of him. If you can't or you have a problem, submit it to there, and I will forward it to him. So there's not going to be an issue of getting to him if you need to. Also, too, I'll leave you with multiple things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift today, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, push it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as I say on every article, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Words to live by. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that to the very end, Russell. Russell has been with us since the very beginning of M&M, and he's been a guest on the show. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business, would say repetition, repetition, repetition. My father would always say, be a leader, not a follower. And John Ridge, who was like a father figure to me long after my dad passed on, he used to walk every patient to the door. He was my chiropractor for years, and we lost him 2 years ago to cancer. He'd say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that and not smile. You can have the worst day of your life. Say, keep smiling. I'm telling you, it will change everything. And John would be very pleased that I'm carrying on this legacy. Those three men had more impact on me, other than my brother Jimmy, than anybody out there. And I miss them all, and I hope wherever they are, they can see what's going on here, because they'd all be very proud, believe me. And they were all instrumental in why I'm here today. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And tell 100 of your friends, because if you don't, we're going to knock, knock on your door. We'll kick the thing through. Join our family. Join our revolution. And I'm telling you, great things are coming the next 30 years, so be part of it. David, it's been an honor to have you on, sir. I thank you, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. So, for David, I'm sorry, I had to cough. For David Beglia, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. And, you know, I just want to say to my dad, I love you no matter wherever you are, and we miss you big time, but we'll see you maybe in another 50 or 60 years. So have a great week, everybody. We'll have David on again, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.